This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached the Abuja on the second day visit to Nigeria. He embarked the three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana yesterday. This is the first visit by the Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. The Prime Minister will hold talks with the Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu today. Both the leaders will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss the further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements are expected to be signed, followed by the talks. The Prime Minister Modi will also address the gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. India and Nigeria have been strategic partners since 2007 with a growing economic, energy and the defense collaboration. More than the 200 Indian companies have invested over $27 billion in the important sectors in Nigeria. The two countries also share a strong development cooperation partnership. From Nigeria, the Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on the 18th of this month on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by the President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. India is the part of the G20 Troika, along with Brazil and South Africa, that has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussion. During this event, the Prime Minister Modi will present India's position in various global issues and build the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration as the voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in the recent years. Mr. Modi also expected to meet the several leaders in the sidelines of the G20 summit. On the third and the final leg, the Prime Minister Modi will also undertake a state to the visit of Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of this month. With just one day left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, the top leaders are holding rallies and public meetings in favor of their party candidates. In a virtual interaction with the BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot program yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government and highlighting its focus on empowering every section of the society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra are highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of the governance under the Mahayuti government. Union Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that the Congress ruled the country for 20 years but never gave respect to Bharat Ratna Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar as he deserved. He addressed at the election meeting in Mumbai, Palghar and the Pune. Taking a pot shot on the Congress leader, Rahul Gandhi, on the caste census, he said that Rahul Gandhi is spreading the confusion among people and is engaged in the efforts to deceive the electorate in the name of the caste census. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said that the Congress and its alliance are fighting to protect the constitution and the reservation. He held the rallies in Chadur and Damgaon Railway Assembly constituencies in Amravati district, in Chimur Assembly constituency in Chandrapur district to campaign the Mahavikas Agadhi candidates. Mr. Gandhi once again said and pitched for the nationwide caste census and urged the union government to conduct this exercise. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights for both the NDA and the India blocs are crisscrossing the state in the garner to support for their party candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. The senior BJP leader and the union minister BJP Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating the tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing the election meetings at Dumka, Deoghar and Girith, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds to the welfare of the tribals in the state. While addressing the election meeting in Jamtara, the senior BJP leader and the assembly co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sharma accused Hemant Soren for making the false promises. On the other hand, the Congress Minister President Mallikarjun Khagre alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. The second and the final phase of the voting will take place on the 20th of November. The counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. Ashish Khan, the legendary Sarod Maestro, who popularized this instrument world over and collaborated with international musicians like George Harrison, Eric Clapton and Ringo Starr, has died. His family said that the 84-year-old musician breathed his last at the hospital in Los Angeles in the US on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.